Tired of the everyday grind? Ever dream of a life of romantic adventure? Want to get away from it all? We offer you
another Apple Viz podcast.
A big warm welcome to everybody, and welcome to another Apple Viz podcast. Thank you for listening to us. My name is Anonymous, and I am bringing you another podcast on an app called Vintage Radio. Vintage Radio goes back a long way. It brings the golden age of radio back to into our palm of hands. And as you may know, that a long time ago, that was their one and only source of entertainment that they would find within their own, among the family, at every evening at the house. They would sit in front of the radio and turn it up and start listening to all sorts of variety of thousands and thousands of shows that they used to air in those days. Those could consist of comedies, western, science fiction, mystery, all sorts of different things that they used to offer back then. And Vintage Radio comes in two flavors. There is a Vintage Radio and the Vintage Radio Lite. I will explain to those differences to you in this podcast. I will also take the time and introduce you to all the things you can find within Vintage Radio and what you can see to expect the differences between the Vintage Radio and the Vintage Radio Lite itself, plus any tips and advice that I can give you at that time too as well. This is a very unique and an interesting app. There isn't very many of these like these out there, and I enjoy this a great deal myself, because in many ways, not just for historically fact, and you'd be able to go back and listen to some really interesting and unique shows, but the one thing that I really like these is that obviously it was everything that was designed back then was specifically for the audio, so their audience had to hear from the radio itself, so there was nothing to see. So in a way, this is kind of ironic, and it is very cool for us visually impaired folks that would be able to enjoy these kind of shows, because they were designed for something like that. Other than that, it is very entertaining, and there's many, many, many hours and many, many thousands of shows you can listen to on the Vintage Radio, which I find every so often I really like to open this baby up and just listen to some of these shows. But, alright, well, let's just go ahead and get right into it. I'm going to bring up my
149, here. 150, slide to unlock. Visually impaired folder, 9, Vintage Radio.
There's the Vintage Radio. For those who have the full version, it's called Vintage Radios. For those that download the Vintage Radio Lite, it will be called the V Radio Lite. So I just want to let you know there are the differences of the two names. And there are also two different versions, too. It's oddly enough, even though they're kind of sort of the same, but the Vintage Radio I'm going to be introducing today, I believe, is version 1.2 or 1.3, somewhere around there. And for those with Vintage Radio Lite, will be seen in the version of 3.01, I believe. And just to let you know also before we jump in here,
Vintage Radio. Double tap to open.
Vintage Radio Lite at one time was a paid app, even though it was kind of deceiving, because it says Vintage Radio Lite, and you would think Lite would be a free version, but prior to 3.0, it was a $1.99 app. And as soon as they came out with 3.x, I got me, okay. As soon as the 3.x came out of the Vintage Radio Lite, I noticed that it's been free ever since then. So it says in the description it is free for a limited time, but I'll be honest, it's been free for about the past 6 months. So if you like what you hear from this podcast, I would jump on it immediately while it's still free, and I will explain the differences in what you can see with the Vintage Radio Lite, as I said before. So just to give you a heads up, okay? Let's go ahead and go into the Vintage Radio.
Selected. Vintage Radio. Genres. Button. 1 of 3.
Okay, the first thing you're going to hear is the genre button. The first thing I want to tell you about, and this is kind of unique in how the presentation is laid out on the screening, they do something a little different. I'm not sure why they did this, but the first top half of the screen is just nothing but an artwork. And so you're not going to be able to see anything at the top of the top half of the screen. It'll just be
popular button.
It'll be nothing up there. So to actually find the buttons, if you are a kind of a feel around the type of person on the screen like I am, you will find all the controls start at the so the top left of the start of the application will be actually at the middle left. So I hope I didn't confuse anybody. The top half is unusable. The bottom half is usable. So at the middle top left.
Adventure. Selected. Genres. Button. One of three.
All right. As it said, it's the genre button. There's three buttons across the top, and as I flick to the right, the next one is the
popular button. Two of three.
Popular button. I will let you know, for those that are on the Vintage Radio Lite, will not have the popular tab. That is something you can only see in the full version. So on the Lite version, you will only have the genre and the more button. As I flick to the right,
more. Ellipsis. Button.
There's that more button, as I was discussing. So we have the three tabs along the top. On the light, we have the two tabs. And I'll come back to those other two tabs and let you know what they are and what they have in them. The first tab is the genre, and it is selected. And as you flick to the right,
adventure,
we are going to be presented a categories full of genres that you can select from whatever mood that you're in. You want to hear from those wonderful golden age of radio shows that used to be provided. I will go ahead and quickly flick to the right of each of the categories. The first one was the adventure.
Anthology. Comedy. Crime detective. Drama. History. Horror. Kids and family. Music. Mystery. News. Other. Religious. Science fiction. Soap opera. Sports. Variety. Western.
And that is this. So you got to hear quite a bit of good selection of genre. Another note, too, is that if you are on the Vintage Radio Lite, you will not hear all those categories. You'll hear about, about four or five less categories that are listed in the full version. What you can expect on the full version is that you can expect about close to 4,000 shows. It's approximately, I believe, just a hair over, a smidge over 3,700 shows you are provided with the full version. Where the light version, you have just a smidge over 1,800 shows. So that gives you an idea that the light gives you not only less shows, but a little bit less genre to pick from. And again, I will show you some more what the full version contains and what the light version does not have. Okay? Well, we are selected at the Western, so might as well just go ahead and jump into Westerns to use as an example. This application is very, very accessible and very easy to use. Basically, when you double tap on the Western genre, double tap
Western
on that.
Genres, back button.
It'll give you to the back button, and once again, this is a half screen, so your back button is at the middle left, and as I flick to the right,
Western, cutting.
That just confirms that we are in the Western genre. And I flick to the right.
93 shows. All-Star Western Theater.
All right. Now, the All-Star Western Theater has 93 episodes. So we're going to hear all the different kind of shows and how many episodes there are available for those particular shows you can listen to.
175 shows. Cisco Kid.
You got the Cisco Kid.
Two shows. Death Valley Days. 27 shows. Doctor. Six Gun. 16 shows. Fort Laramie.
Fort Laramie.
39 shows. Frontier Fighters.
So it gives you all sorts of different shows. And of course, once again, what you will see on this screen will depend on the version that you have, between the full version and the light version. I'll go back to the Fort Laramie.
16 shows. Fort Laramie.
There's 16 shows of the Fort Laramie show. I know this is on the light version, so we'll go ahead and double tap on this. So if you want to listen to the Fort Laramie show and see what episodes are available, so you just double tap on this.
Fort Laramie. Western. Back button.
All right. We're back to the back button, which is at the middle left. Once again, it's not a full screen. There's only two places that actually takes advantage of the full screen, and I'll make sure I notice that, give you the note of that. And as I flick to the right,
Fort Laramie. Heading.
We are definitely in the Fort Laramie section. As I flick to the right, I believe we start into the episodes.
A small beginning. And on. 27. 42.
Okay. So what it just said is the name of the show, a beginning, and then this is NR, which is not rated, and then the time length, which was just a hair over 37 minutes. So let's see what's... I'll just kind of flick through a couple more episodes so you can hear some of the episodes and the ratings and the length.
Army Wife, NR, 23, 33. Audition Show, NR, 30, 32. Capture, NR, 27, 50.
So, as you get to hear, not only the name, but the ratings and plus the, how long these shows are. So, let's go back to the very first show.
Audition Show, Army Wife, A Small Beginning, and on.
A Small Beginning.
42.
Okay, at any given time you're ready to give this episode a listen, all you have to do now is simple as this. It's just double tap on the show itself, and I will start loading up. Since I'm on Wi-Fi, it shouldn't take too terribly long to start downloading, and I'll explain some of the things, what to note about the downloading and things like that, but the show will immediately start, and what I'll do is I'll go ahead and give it to Whirl just for a few minutes, and not even that long, but just a few seconds, and then I will use my two fingers double tap to pause the audio. Alright, so let's go ahead and double tap on this particular episode, and I'll start loading up. I went ahead and paused it, and that is just the beginning of that show. So there's a few things I want to show you on this layout. Now, of course, this is one of the two places you're going to find that it is actually a full-size screen, and it's in a portrait mode, that at the very top left of this hand,
AT&T Network, Fort Laramie, back button,
is the back button, of course, and as I flick to the right,
A Small Beginning, dimmed.
All right, so that gives us a confirmation what episode we are listening to, and I flick to the right,
back button.
There is a button right there at the top.
Fort Laramie, back button, A Small Beginning, dimmed. Button, play button.
There we go. There is a play button here.
Sleep timer button.
There's a sleep timer button. For those that are not in the light version, you will not see the sleep timer. So this ability is only in the full version. Just want to let you know.
Action.
There's an action button here as well, so if you double tap on action.
Please rate for sound quality.
We can.
Action button. Please rate back 30 button.
Yeah.
Please rate action button. Please rate for sound back 30 forward. Enter your comments here. Ellipsis. Volume 88.2%. Adjust done button. 2:29. Done button.
Okay. Interesting.
Play button. Sleep timer, button, action, back 30, button, forward 30, button, volume, 88%, adjustable.
Huh, interesting.
Slide up or down with ones. Sleep timer, play, button.
Basically, I wanted to try that, and I got a little bit confused there because I hadn't seen that before. Apparently, that's something new. An action button, all I could see was that you could rate the show itself and give you the ability to leave a comment for that particular show. So forgive me if I got there a little blooped up there. But as I flick to the right from the action, and the action is not in the Vintage Radio Light either, just to let you know. So apparently you're able to rate it and leave notes if you are a total upgrade to Vintage Radio.
Sleep timer, button, action, back 30, button.
We have our typical players area. We had the pause, and now we have the back 30.
Forward 30. Button.
We can go forward 30 seconds.
Volume, 88%. Adjustable.
We have the volume.
Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
Okay, and as I flick one more to the right.
2%. Adjustable.
It basically
2%. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
2% means that we are now 2% within the show itself.
0:29.
So we have listened to the first 29 seconds of the total of... 27 minutes and 42 seconds of the whole episode. So this is a scrubber area where you can actually double tap with single finger hold and then go move left or right. And this will allow you to skip, well, not really skip, but just kind of scrub forward or backwards further than just the 30 seconds that was given to you by the previous and fast forward by 30 seconds. So, a nice feature to have. All these features are available for both versions, and that is it. I will give you a little a note here as well. When you do enter these episodes, they automatically start downloading into your playlist, per se, or your history. So every show that you double tap will automatically be downloaded onto your device for offline listening, which is kind of cool, because if you're in an area where you don't have internet or you don't want to use up your precious data, this is a good way to do it. So make sure you're in a Wi-Fi area to download these shows, and then they become stored. And I will show you back in the settings how you can determine how many shows to hold and how to remove those shows that you have selected to download. Alright, so without further ado, let's go ahead and move on. And so that is basically how this works. It's very simple. Then you just double tap, start listening to the show. It's quite easy and wonderful to navigate around. So let's go back to the top left.
Fort Laramie. Back button.
We'll go back to the Fort Laramie show.
Western. Back button.
And that showed all the episodes here, of course. Now we're going to go back to the Western.
Western. Genres. Back button.
All right. Now let's go one more back to the main genre page.
Selected. Genres. Button.
All right. Three. We're back to the middle left top here where it has the genre button. I'll just select one more category, and then I think you'll pretty much get a good idea and a feeling how this works.
Popular. More. Now playing. Adventure. Anthology. Comedy. Crime detective. Drama.
Let's see.
History.
Let's go to history.
45 shows. History. Genres. Back button.
As you're going to hear, once again, the genre button is to the back, middle left.
History. Heading.
It confirms that we're in the history genre area.
Now playing. Button.
And now playing button now appears because I have now selected the Fort Laramie show. So at any given time you want to resume your last episode that you were just listening, you're able to do that by just double tapping this little button here, and then we'll give you the player's play and the fast forward and reverse is the one I just showed you in previous pages. So this is a nice shortcut to get to back to where you just were. So let's go continue with the history.
8 shows, A Matter of Luck. 37 shows, Ads. 45 shows, America Looks Abroad. 23 shows, American Adventure. 40 shows, American Family Robinson. 20 shows, Biography and Sound. 13 shows, Captains of Industry. 19 shows, Complete Broadcast Day of WJSB. 26 shows, Dam Busters. 54 shows, FDR Fireside Chats and Speeches. 50 shows, Inheritance. 50 shows, March of Time, The. 10 shows, Men Who Made America. 82 shows, Pacific Story. 2 shows, People Under Communism. 22 shows, Science Magazine of the Air. 13 shows, Soldiers of the Press. 9 shows, Story of All of Us. 7 shows, Stroke of Fate. 28 shows, That Was the Year.
So as you can hear, there's cool, oh my, it's just, there's a great deal of episodes or shows that they have available for you to listen to. Let's go ahead and do this.
That Was the Year. History. Back button.
That Was the Year. Let's see what they have in show or episodes within here.
That Was the Year. Heading. Now playing. Button.
As I'm flicking to the right, just to let for those know what I'm doing, I am flicking to the right.
The year 1913, February 28th, 1937, 14, 53. The year 1932, March 7th, 1937. The year 1900, March 14th, 1937. 14,
so this gives
56.
Us a variety of different years that we can see what happened during those times. I'm guessing they randomly select what is available to us to listen to. I am uncertain, but I think, don't get me wrong, but I think they do change these in and out every so often to provide you just a different kind of shows for you to pick from, which is kind of nice because they do have many, 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 many more on the website itself, which I will explain in a little bit as well. I'm going to back to...
The year 1913, February 28th, 1937, 14, 53.
Let's just do that one. Let's just double tap on this particular show. And once again, I'll start loading the show.
That Was the Year, recreating notable events of passing time, reviving memories of men and women who have contributed to the history of a modern world.
Thank you. did a two-finger double tap to pause that. Beautiful music, and you hear a little crackling and popping, you know, this bringing over from the analog to digital life. That is quite fascinating. It's wonderful to listen to. I enjoyed this. But we're back to the typical page of the player page, as I showed you before, where you can find the sleep timer and the players themselves to be able to pause it and play it. Well, once again, this show has been downloaded onto my device once again, so now I have the Fort Laramie and this particular show downloaded. So anytime I can go back and listen to those. And I will show you how you can get to those shows without having to come back all the way down and drilling down through the genre, of course, and the actual shows, and actually have to find the show, the episode itself. So I will show you that right now. In that fact. So, without further ado, let's go back. This is the full-size top left.
That was the year. Back button.
There's our back button.
That was the year. History. Back button.
There's a history button. Once again, I'm going to go back into the genres.
History. Genres. Back button.
All right. We're going to do one more. Go back to the actual genre.
Selected. Genres. Button.
All right, so we're back to the page here, and so you pretty much got an idea how that all works and how simple it was just to be able to listen to these fantastic shows. Well, now, as I flick to the right from the middle left is the genre button, as I told you before.
Popular button.
There's a popular button here. If I would have double-tapped on this popular button, this is only available on the full version, of course, and basically it's just going to do what it's... says. It's the popular show, so it's going to show you. As I flip to the right.
Now playing. Button. Abbott and Costello. Blue substitutes for Joe DiMaggio. 8,018 downloads.
So the Abbott and Costello show, I can imagine why that was, that is probably one of the top shows. They were very famous comedians back in those days, so apparently that's one of the most popular items that people are listening to on the vintage radio. So as I flick to the right.
Ads of Philip Marlowe. The Red Wind. 6,874 downloads. Ads of Sam Spade. The Rushlight Diamond Caper. 5,963 downloads.
So it kind of gives you all the shows and how many people have viewed these shows and etc. So these are here just for popular and for you to enjoy, and also because you are a full upgrade, you get this additional bonus if you want to see the popular. So I'm going to tap back up to the middle left.
Genres. Button.
Where we had the genres, and then flick one more to the right.
Selected. Popular. Button.
Which we were just at, which is at the popular. And, of course, now if you double-tap any of those shows, such as the Abbott Costello show, it will directly go into that episode and start playing it for you and download it for you on the fly. So just keep that in mind as well. Lastly, we have the More button.
More. Ellipsis. Button. 3 of 3.
I'm going to double-tap on the More.
Selected. More. Ellipsis. 3 of 3.
Now, once again, I'm going to have to separate some of the things you will find on this screen from the full version and the light version. So for those that ask what is available on the full version and what is not, you're going to find out very quickly here. As I flick to the right from here, and once again, this is a half-size screen.
Now playing. Button.
We have our now playing player option, as I mentioned before.
Playlist manager.
We have the playlist manager. This is available for the full version only. You can create a playlist. It's very simple to use. A playlist is something pretty much is pretty defined itself. It's for the full version people where they can have a selected show they already have downloaded and they want to put in a playlist to listen to one by one. It will do that. For those on the light version do not have this option, you will only be able to hear the shows one at a time. So you'll have to individually listen to a show, and then that stops, and then you have to click on to the next one.
Favorites.
As I flick to right, you have your favorite areas. So there are some shows that you like to choose as your favorite. This is where you can come and find your favorite shows.
History.
The history area, I will come back to this. This is available in both versions. This is the history area where you can find what shows you have played, and also this is the area that you come to be able to delete those shows that you no longer want on your device. This is, I'll come back to that. One more to the right.
Sleep timer.
This is a sleep timer. Once again, for the full version, if you want to use the sleep timer, this is, gives you the ability to do that.
Sort A, Z.
This is a sort A through Z. That is on the full version only. This gives you every episode from A to Z in order. So you don't have to go through the genre if you don't wish. You can come here and get the entire listing right there.
Subscriptions.
All right. This is not available on the light version either. As I flicked it right.
Website member login.
You can log in if you're a website member. There are three things to remember about this. The Vintage Radio Lite is the first thing to remember. It is, well, currently it is free. Otherwise, it's typically $1.99, and you get 1,800 shows, and I've already pretty much well-defined what is available in the Lite version and what's not in the full version. Mm-hmm. The second version is the Vintage Radio Lite, which is another update package that you have to purchase, and that gives you over 3,700 shows. And plus it gives you the benefits of a lot of the things that you've seen here with the playlist and the sleep timer and the ratings and such. And then lastly, there is a website subscription, which is a totally different type of scenario. This is not done through your app itself. If you actually go to the Vintage Radio site, they have over 38,000 episodes or shows that you can choose to watch and listen to on your computer, which is, if you're really into these kind of things, that is something you might want to look into, but it is a monthly prescription subscription, so that just lets you know how that works, okay? So you have those three options to just let you know. So as I flip to the right through here,
settings.
We have our settings, which I will come back to. And that is it for this more button. So let's go to the settings. We'll double tap on settings.
Settings, heading.
And now we're in the settings. I believe, let me check.
4 or 5 bars. Settings, heading.
And yes, it is. This is the last of the two items that you will always see on the full screen portrait mode, is the settings, and the players is full right upright, so there's no half screen. So this is the full screen, so the back button is at the top left.
Done button.
And the done button is at the top right. Okay, now as I go through here.
Delete options, heading.
These gives you the delete options, so let's see what mine's set to.
Delete shows, manually.
Delete shows manually. This gives you the option, if I were to double tap on here, if you are low in space and you want to make sure you don't download more than you really need to, you can come in here and double select this and you can say, I don't want to download more than one show, two shows, three shows, and etc. And if you do go over those three shows, for example, let's just say I picked just one show at a time. If I pick one show, the one show will be downloaded. And then the next time you select a different episode, that episode would be downloaded, and the old one would be deleted. So whatever the last episode you listen to is the episode that you currently have downloaded. Since I have it set to manually, every one that I tap will be downloaded and stored onto my device, and it will take up some space. Because it is audio and it's a very short show, they really don't take a whole lot of space. So just kind of give you a heads up on that.
You've
as I flip to the right.
Chair.
We have the share items of the heading, so let's see what's available.
Please rate Vintage Radio.
We have the option to rate the Vintage Radio Lite or the Vintage Radio.
Tell a friend.
You give the option to tell your friends about it.
Application info, heading.
And now we're getting into the application information.
Features and troubleshooting.
Both versions have the troubleshooting area. This is a great area if you get in a position where you're not sure and can't explain why something's happening. Great place to come. However, I really have never experienced any issue with this, so this is something that I'll leave that up to you to use.
About Vintage Radio.
About the Vintage Radio is going to tell me about the Vintage Radio itself.
Total space used by app.
If you want to find out how much space I'm totally using at the time, you can double tap to find out.
Version 1.2.
Alright, so it is 1.2. I wasn't sure. So it is version 1.2 for Vintage Radio, so don't be alarmed, because on Vintage Radio Lite, I believe it's 3.01. So why the two different versions, I'm not sure, but just to let you know that they are different versions.
Copyright. Orion Internet Services. Dimmed.
And of course, we get the copyright information thereof, Vintage Radio. And that is it for the screen. So let's go back to the top right where there's the done button.
Done button.
All right, done.
Genres button. 103.
All right. Let's see. Let's go back and see what else is available in here.
Popular. Selected.
In
more.
The more
Alexis.
Area.
Now playing.
I'm
button.
Flicking to the right.
Playlist manager.
Where's the playlist?
Favorites.
Favorites.
History.
History. This is the last thing I want to show you for this demonstration. The history is something very important, and as you remembered, I was just mentioning before, if you have already downloaded quite a few shows and you don't want to drill down back to all the genres and the shows itself, this is a great place to come back to, and you can see what you have already listened to. So let's double tap on history.
History. More. Ellipsis. Back button.
All right. Let's see. I think this is still half screen.
More. That was the year. The year 90. More. Ellipsis.
Yep.
Back button.
We're still at half screen, so the more button to go back is at the middle left, and as I flick to the right.
History. Heading.
We have the history heading.
Edit. Button.
Top. Well, middle right is the edit button. And let's see what we have in this list.
That was the year. The year 1913.
So that gives us the show that we were just last listening to.
Fort Laramie. A Small Beginning.
Yep. That was the show we listened before that. And that is it. All right. So this is how you can come back and listen to those shows if you wish. Now, if you notice at the middle right, there was an edit button.
Edit button.
I'm going to double tap on that. This is where you come to delete your downloads.
That was the year. The year 1913. Fort Laramie, A Small Beginning. Delete all button.
You're given the option to delete all or
delete all button. Delete button.
Or the delete. So if you just want to delete just one, you just select the one show that you want to delete and then hit the delete button. Otherwise, you can simply delete them all. So if I flip back here.
Delete all button.
I'm gonna double tap and delete them all.
Fort Laramie, A Small Beginning.
All right, so we have deleted all of our downloads. This is how we clear all of our downloads off of our devices. As simple as that. Now let's go back.
That was the year. The year 1930. Edit button. History. Heading. More. Ellipsis. Back button.
All right, so we'll go back to the more, which is the middle left. Double tap on that.
Genres. Button. 1 of 3.
And it gets us right back down to the settings. I'm going to turn off the device now. One more thing to note about the history is that, as you hear, even though you have deleted the podcast themselves, or the shows, the history will still remain, and it will show you all the things you have listened in the recent times, and thereof. At any given time, if you want to re-download those episodes, you can do so by just double-tapping on those episodes, and it will re-download those talk show for you automatically. Very nice feature, and plus the fact I like it that you can take this on the road offline and not consume any of your data as you want to listen to these shows. Well, guys, that is pretty much the app itself. I hope I was pretty clear about defining the difference between the full version and the light version, and a little bit about the subscription base that you can find on the website. It is a great little time waster, I guess you could say. I love listening for the fact of the historical reasons, and I don't know, I'm a huge classical movie buff. I really love some of the old-time movies, and the shows they have on here are sometimes can be very lengthy, and it does seem like a little miniature shows, movies and episodes that you would find on today's TV stations and things like that, but the difference is of course, it specifically was originated and made for people on radio, so it was made for an audio audience, so it makes my enjoyment of listening to shows even better because there's no anything to visually see, so they have to be very specific in what they say and what's going on. But I don't know. I thought for nostalgia reason, I know quite a few of my friends really like some of these old time stuff, and I know that. But it's free out there for free on the Vintage Radio Light. So I don't know, guys. Give it a whirl. Download it for yourself. I would love to hear what you think of it, and I hope that you will find some use of it and put it right on your little device for something that, if you ever come across or you get bored or you want to hear something cool, I highly recommend you listen to the Vintage Radio Light and the Vintage Radio, of course. All right, guys. Well, my name is Lana Mouse. That is my podcast on Vintage Radio. If you have any comments, suggestions, or feedback, I would love to hear from you guys. You can follow me on Twitter at Thomas_Domville. That is D as in David, O M as in Mary, V as in Victor, ILLE, Thomas_Domville. And of course, if you want to remain anonymous or you want to send me emails privately, you can do so at anonymous@themickeyhouse.com. You heard that right. That is anonymous@themickeyhouse.com. Don't be shy. Feel free to email me. I will reply to you. If you follow me on Twitter, I will follow you back. And you can always direct message me on Twitter as well. It was a great pleasure of doing another podcast for you guys. And I hope you guys have a wonderful and blessed day. Talk to you soon. Goodbye.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple This. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple This website at www.applethis.com, where you can also contact the Apple This team.